Day 37 from Manukau to Clevedon, and it was 9 hours and 20 minutes, and it was mainly road walking. I took a path that, well, first I got lost in the botanical gardens, which is a bit silly, but the first 2 hours it was not meant to be that long, but it ended up being longer. Just confusing, because this whole piece of track literally doesn't have any markers, and so it was very tough, and so you were going by the road, by the online sheet as to where you were going, and even then it's still very confusing. I then got to a junction where I was like, okay, at this point the trail book tells me to go one way, yet the trail notes on the website tell me to go another way, so I went the website way, mainly due to the fact of traffic. I was a bit more worried as to the traffic flow, being that it's Christmas time and everything, there's going to be a lot more traffic in a certain area. In doing so, I probably added 2 hours to my journey, because it just was not a direct route this opposite way. It actually went north again towards Howick and then back in. Yeah, it went north and then south again. It was just a massive big loop that just seemed a little strange. But hey, I did it. During that time, I met up with a Scotsman who invited me in for a coffee, so I ended up chatting away to him, and that was really good. It's always great meeting people. So, you know, that was a good break. After the road walking, all that was done after 6 hours, 7 hours or something. You know, I wanted to be done, but still had this section of the Clevedon Reserve, and that went into some bushland. Very steep, but very, I don't know, rewarding. It was a nice bush, and my feet were sore from the road walking, but from this, they were just feeling good again. So the road walking does have a lot to answer for with regards to what my body does. Very sunburnt today. Did put stuff on this morning, but I ended up sweating a lot, and it was just a hot day, and I looked for it in my pack as I was moving. I didn't stop to put it on, because at that stage I just wanted to keep going, but it's a silly move not to put it on, but I couldn't find it in my front pocket. So once I finished, I'm staying at the Clevedon Hotel. A bit more, not overly expensive, but not really the budget for a backpacker, but hey, I'm taking it just because I'm not going to have anything for the next couple of days, and I just thought, well, let's enjoy myself, and hey, it's a nice bed, and I'm looking forward to that, to be honest, because I'm not going to be tenting it for ages, right through to Hamilton, I think, so yeah. Yeah, that's it.